is Andrew Saul, your area pecan agent for Southeast District, the University of Georgia, pecan update for the month of August. And for now, I'm actually with the University of Georgia Extension Pecan Specialist, Dr. Lenny Wells. Dr. Wells, glad to have you on the show. In your assessment, how is the crop so far this year?
Well, so far, it really depends on where you're located as to what the crop looks like. And in general, it's an off crop. Stewarts, for the most part, especially big old stewarts, are way off. I've only seen a few cases where there was a good crop on those. Most of the young trees look pretty good down in that Albany area, and going south from there, I would estimate somewhere around 300 pounds an acre, probably at best, in those areas. Overall, it's not going to be a real big crop for Georgia. I'm guessing somewhere around 60, maybe 65 million pounds. There's a little scab out there on Desirable and Pawnee. We're seeing more on Stewart than we normally are used to seeing, so that's going to come into play as well as determining exactly how big the crop is. But we're getting almost to shell hardening. We got a couple more weeks for that. Pawnees are almost shell hardened now, so it's almost time to ramp up on the water.
Lenny, this crop this year may not be as big, and this is obviously following Hurricane Michael. Do we know something from the past on what happens a year following a hurricane or years to come?
Well, generally what we see in other states that have had hurricanes as devastating as this one was for us, that the year following the hurricane is generally a pretty bad off year, which we expected. But most cases, the year after that, the second year after the hurricane, the trees actually come back with a better crop than you would think. And of course, that's all going to depend on where exactly the orchard is and how much damage it had, because if it broke off all the fruiting limbs, all the fruiting wood, that tree's got to grow that back before it can really produce much. So it just really depends from one orchard to the next on how bad the damage was. But I do expect a better crop for 2020 than we're going to have in 2019.
You mentioned scab this year, and kind of in terms of the year that we've had, you also mentioned stewarts. There's been reports that we're seeing scab in some situations as bad on stewart than we would on a desirable. Could you give any explanation on what we think is going on in these kind of situations?
Well, we are seeing situations where, you know, in the same orchard where a grower has desirable and Stewart under the same spray program, we're seeing some cases where there's more scab showing up under those programs with Stewart than they're seeing on desirable. And that's a little abnormal, because of course historically desirable is much more scab susceptible. Our pathologist, Dr. Tim Renneman, is working on that to see if perhaps we have a different strain or race of scab out there that's developed some resistance to some of our fungicides, perhaps on Stewart, because in general, you do have every variety of pecan out there has a specific race or strain of scab that is particular to it. So we may be seeing a shift in Stewart at this point. We don't know yet. That's something Dr. Brenneman is investigating.
And of course, this is very important, like you mentioned, that Stewart generally would not scab in the same as desirable. Remember, in August, on irrigation, you need to be running 100%. And for the most part, once we get to shell hardening, we can start finishing up with our fungicide. And one last thing for this month, don't forget the annual Southeast Georgia Pecan Field Day, put on by Appling County agent Shane Curry and the Appling County Extension Office. This year will be August 28th. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, as well as equipment viewing, and the program will start at 9 with the orchard tour and all the topics from young tree care to irrigation and soil moisture sensors to looking at a herbicide research plot, as well as sprayer setup and calibration. Location this year is going to be Parker Brothers Farm. It's at 334 Ville with a V Camp Road in Baxley. Ville Camp Road is about 5 miles northeast of Baxley off 10 Mile Road. You can follow the signs, and for more information, contact the Appling County Extension Office at 912-367-8130. If you plan to stay for the meal, please let the Appling County Extension Office know by August 23rd. For more information on pecans, visit the University of Georgia Pecan Blog. I'm Andrew Sawyer, Southeast District Area Pecan Agent with the University of Georgia Pecan Update. South Georgia.